Hi, everyone. I'm Iris Clark. I'm the creative director and social media director of the Valentina campaign. And we're all about helping young women embrace their own unique beauty and inner self while overcoming society's unrealistic beauty standards. So on our podcast, we discuss openly with our guests about the struggles facing young women and school-aged girls. So today, I'm so excited to introduce the lovely Ellie Hardy, a freshman in college, who graciously offered to talk about the struggles and challenges being a young woman making the transition from high school to college. And Ellie, thank you so much for coming on. We're so excited to have you. And we'd love if you just did a little intro on yourself. Who is Ellie Hardy? We want to hear it.
Okay, let's go. So I'm Ellie Hardy. I'm from Charleston, South Carolina, and I'm a freshman at Palm Beach Atlantic University. And it's been awesome. It's just been such a good change. I came to Florida like with an open mind, just like, you know, I'm going to try new things, experiment everything. So it's been great. I've met awesome people. So it's been really fun.
Oh my God, that's so exciting. I know the transition to college is literally so exciting. From what I experienced, it's just like a whole new world of people you just like never could meet otherwise. So it's so exciting. And you get put in so many new scenarios, and it really kind of teaches you who you are in so many ways, which is really amazing, but can also be kind of scary in a lot of ways. It's like, hold on, like I knew myself for 18 years and now I'm like in this new scenario and it's like, who am I? So kind of how has that been for you learning who you are and kind of figuring out like, who am I now that I'm on my own? Like, how has that been?
You know, it's been challenging because I feel like I've been put in positions where I've really had to like, okay, I've never been in this position before. What do I do? Like, I'm on my own. You know, it's a lot to like wrap my head around, but I've surrounded myself with people that have helped me like grow and helped me like learn more about myself, which has like been a really like, I don't know what I would do without my friends that I've made so far. So they've really helped me just explore who I am and just do what's best for me. So they've really helped with that.
That is so amazing. I'm so glad that you found friends that really kind of nourish who you are, because sometimes it's hard to find that group of people. So how do you think your friendships are different than your friendships before? Like, how do you think, are they stronger? Do you think that they're different? Like, where do you think you're at with your friendships?
Honestly, I feel like, because right when I came to Florida, I had a fallout with two of my best friends from back home, which really made me upset, really made me like sad. And I feel like when I've built these friendships with the people here, it's made me realize that the friendships that I've created now have like, I've been stronger and like they've made me like realize way more than I was realizing with my friends back at home, if that makes sense. They give me better support. I feel different. Like I feel happy when I'm around them and I don't feel any stress. Whereas when I was back home, I felt like there was constant drama, anxiety, and like I was always riddled with anxiety.
Totally. No, I get that. I think that a lot of the times in high school, it's like for some reason, the jump between being in high school and being in college is so drastic with how people present themselves and how people act. And I think a message to some of the high school girls out there is that it will get better in your friendships. Like there are so many hard times in high school that like are completely out of your control that you're put in that you will not experience later in college or beyond. So kind of going along that line, like, what would you tell girls in high school about their friendships or about the current situation they're in like what to look forward to or how to work through that hard time?
If I could have someone tell me when I was in high school, like give me advice, the one thing that I would say is that don't let the friendships in high school, I mean, if you're like really close with the person, you know, obviously you guys have been friends forever, but like if a friendship back at home is causing you stress when you've already moved away, it's just not worth it. That's something that like I was dealing with. Like I was constantly arguing with my friends from back home and I wasn't able to enjoy the time that I'm having now. And so the one thing that I would say is definitely do what's best for you in the moment. Don't try and hold on to a friendship that you're having to put all your like all yourself in and you're not getting the same back. Just always make sure that it's like an equal friendship and, you know, do what's best for you. That's what I would say.
That is amazing advice. Like, I would 1,000% stand behind that being the message to send to girls, because seriously, like, you are allowed to have friendships that are seasonal. And I think that that's something that, like, so many people don't realize, is that they kind of hold so tight to these friendships that maybe aren't serving them anymore just because they've been long-term friendships. And sometimes, like, there's people that are meant to be in your life for this amount of time. And then beyond that, you guys move forward in your own directions. But I think it's okay to allow yourself to have those friendships in seasons.
Exactly. And I feel like they were put into my life for a reason. And I used to be the type of person where if someone would, like, hurt me or, like, disappoint me, I would immediately, like, regret. I'd be like, oh, I regret that so much. But I feel like now these friendships that I made, like, in the past, that I'm not friends with them now, have really made me appreciate the new people that have came into my life. And so I don't regret those, you know, I don't regret those friendships. I don't hate those people. I don't hate those girls. It's just made me realize a lot, and I've learned a lot from it. I know, like, you know, I just know a lot more about friendships now than I used to.
I agree. And I think that another thing is that we don't realize when we're going through these hard times in high school is that those hard times will make you feel like, once you have the good friends that really, like, bring out who you are, you're going to feel so much more appreciative. And I really love that you said that, because it's so true. It's like, it puts it into perspective. So without experiencing that, you wouldn't have the appreciation now. I love that you said that, because that is so true. And I can totally relate to that in so many ways. So kind of going past the friendship part of it, how do you feel that your relationship with yourself has changed since you came from high school to college? And how have you kind of nourished yourself while you're in this transition? Because you're always surrounded by people, with roommates and friends. And how have you really spent time with yourself?
Being in Florida, I've learned to love being alone. My alone time is something that, like, I cherish so much, because obviously, like, roommates, friends, all my friends live on one, like, floor. So, like, I'm constantly seeing everyone. And I honestly feel like I'm never in my room because I'm always with my friends. But, like, the times that, like, I enjoy being by myself is, like, I will go to the library and sit there for, like, hours and just, like, listen to my music and just grind out work. And that's definitely something that I enjoy doing, is because it's, like, relaxing for me. I know that I'm getting stuff done. I'm by myself. I'm able to listen to my music. And then just being in my dorm by myself, like, because me and my roommate, we have, like, complete opposite schedules. So when she's in there, I'm not in there. And then when I'm in there, she's not in there. So I'll just, like, do a face mask, watch my show. Just learning to, like, adjust to, like, a different schedule, I've made time for myself. So I have certain days, okay, I don't have classes on Tuesdays. Okay, that's a day that I'll relax in the dorm and do a face mask, watch a movie, or go for a walk, or going to, like, the dining hall. Like, I'll go to the dining hall by myself and just sit and get food. And, like, it's not anything that I would have been embarrassed to do in high school. It's something that's, like, completely normal now. So I really enjoy it.
I love that. I think that it's amazing that you kind of have this newfound appreciation for being alone, because in college, it's like you have so many people at your disposal at all times. Like, you can be with everybody all the time if you really want to. But I think that it's really great that you're kind of protecting your peace in ways where you kind of go to the library, you do your little thing, you have your me time, and then you're like, okay, I'm rejuvenated. Now I can go see my friends. Like, it's so important to take care of yourself during this big transition. And I know so many people don't realize how important it is. And then they kind of start floundering because they're like, oh my God, who am I without my friends? So I love that you're already there. And it's only September still. So that's amazing. And you're going to literally have so many more times where you're just going to get to spend alone time with your friends, and such a fun time. So it's so exciting for you. So with that kind of same thing along the lines of alone time, what would you tell someone who is newly in college, who is like, I'm having a hard time making friends, or I'm feeling like lonely away from home or homesick? Like, what is some advice you would give for someone kind of having a harder time with this transition?
And, like, honestly, like, that's kind of how I was always so nervous leaving home, because I was like, I get so nervous meeting people. I'm very shy once, like, when I'm, like, talking to someone, but then I warm up to them and I can never keep my mouth shut. But I would definitely say going to class, like talk to people in your classes. Like that's how I met like most of my friends. I'm not even gonna lie, me and my roommate, we went around and just knocked on people's door and just like introduced like us, and like it was nice. And then joining clubs, I haven't joined a club yet, but I do have friends that have joined clubs, and that's how they've like met people. So just putting yourself out there, as much as like I didn't want to do it and as much as other people don't want to do it, I feel like it honestly has helped me grow so much. And like, I'm forcing myself to go up to people, like still, even like if I'm like a month into college, I'm still going up to people and being like, hi, I'm Ellie. Like, you know, I'm still like trying to put myself out there.
That's so good. I love that you're kind of taking that leap, even though you're kind of a more reserved person, you can be more shy, that you're like, you know, it will benefit me, so I'm going to put myself out there. And that is when you kind of let the best people come into your life by being open and vulnerable with other people. I think that's great that you're doing that for yourself and may join a club and stuff. I think getting involved is also super exciting and important. And obviously talking to people in your classes, because if you're in a class with them, you have something in common with them automatically. So it's like no harm in talking to the people around you. And if they're not your best friend, they're not your best friend. Like, oh, well,
exactly.
It's nothing to be embarrassed about.
Yeah.
It's nothing to worry about if, you know, it goes wrong. So it's always good to just put yourself out there and see what happens, because, you know, exactly. Magical people can come into your life.
Right.
So now we're going to kind of get into some like things on confidence, self-esteem, kind of part of the Valentina mission statement. So how do you feel like college either elevated your confidence and self-esteem or kind of took it away? Because there's kind of a lot of elements of comparison. You're now surrounded by so many girls. I'm sure so many of them are beautiful. And like, you know, it's hard to kind of be in the situation where you are seeing them all the time and not comparing yourself. So how have you kind of been dealing with that?
So obviously there's so many pretty girls. I mean, everyone's beautiful. And I definitely have gotten down on myself. Like everyone always gets down on themselves sometimes. It happens. But I think just remembering I'm here for a reason. I am who I am. I can't change the way that I look. You know, I've just learned to like embrace it. And, you know, I still struggle with the acne, but like, so what? Everyone deals with it. And so I've kind of just learned to like, not be like, oh, I don't care, but definitely just like relax on myself. You know, Ellie, you just need to calm down. Like, it doesn't matter what you look like. You know, I'll go to class and I'll be like, I look so bad. I just rolled out of bed. And then I'll look over and there'll be like this girl with like her hair done or makeup done. And I'm just like, but just knowing that like you're, you know, your own person. You don't have to look a certain way. You don't have to act a certain way. You don't have to try and be someone you're not. And honestly, going back to like giving advice to like high schoolers, like I would say that like going into college, it's completely different from high school. No one really cares like what you look like. No one cares what you're wearing. Like everyone is like just trying to get to class and just trying to like, you know, make sure they're not late or trying to get food at the dining hall. No one's really stopping. Like you're not in a hallway. Not everyone's looking at you. Oh, look what she's wearing. So it's definitely it's like a judgmental free zone. It's like no one's like really staring at you and giving you nasty looks. Like it's not like there's cliques of girls. Like, so that's made it a lot easier. It's nothing like high school. And in high school, like I struggled just with like always comparing myself to different like girls and just being like, oh, I wish I looked like that. And like also another thing is like meeting my friends, they're always just like, Ellie, don't judge yourself. Don't do that. Like, I want to get them on the Valentina campaign because they're all so about just like being yourself and not trying to be like other people.
I love that. You touched on so many great points there. And I think the first one is that my mom always told me this, and it really kind of reassured me that like, everyone is so in their own head and focused on their own thing and thinking the same thing you are. Like, oh my God, what if everyone's looking at me? Like, everyone's thinking that. So of course they're not looking at you.
Yeah. Everyone's thinking like, I don't even let that thought cross my mind anymore. Like when I get up and I'm like 20 minutes, like class is in 20 minutes and I have to walk 10 minutes to class, I'm just roll out of bed and I'm just like, I don't care. Whatever.
No, literally. It's like priorities. It's like, what am I going to prioritize? I'm going to prioritize myself and just make it easy for myself. I'm just going to go to class and not worry about it, because I know that when I was walking around campus and stuff, I was never looking around and being like, she, da 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 da. Like, I was never doing that. So I know that, like, a lot of other people obviously aren't doing that to me. So it's just kind of a good reminder for yourself, just to kind of reality check. Like, nobody's worried about me. I can do my own thing. No one's looking at me. And the other point you touched on that I loved is that it's amazing to surround yourself with people who hype you up. Like, that is one of the things that's like, it is invaluable to have those friendships that are just like, don't judge yourself. You look great all the time. Like, you're you. That's all you want to bring to the table is the fact that you're you. And that is that. And I'm happy you found those friends because they're so valuable and they will be some of your longtime friends that really value you and hype you up throughout all the ups and downs of being a girl in these kinds of situations.
And I feel like in the little amount of time that I've been here, I've already seen one of my friends that I've made. She's had just like some hard stuff that she's having to deal with, just with like her family and things like that. And I feel like we've already grown like so close together because we've all been there for each other. Like, we've all had something happen since we've been here that we've needed the support from our friends. And we've always been there for each other, like no matter what. And like, that's something that's made me realize my friends back at home, you know, no shade to them, but they didn't necessarily step up and be there for me like how I did with them. And so now that I'm here and I found this like amazing friend group, and like, it's almost like we're just all each other's like support system. Like, it's just the best feeling. And knowing that I have this group of girls that I'm going to be with for the next 4 years, just it's awesome. It's a really good feeling.
It's definitely really encouraging because you're like, and now that I'm out here, like, I felt so alone at the beginning a little bit. And now I'm like, I'm not alone. I have these girls who I've never felt this great around and who would have never been able to find me unless I was at this school or in this situation. And now you have that support system, and the fact that these girls stepped up for each other really shows the fact that they are true friends and they will be there for you. No matter if you're at your best or your worst, like, they're there for you. And I think it's a great thing to know that your friends will be there for you no matter what. And that is a great thing about college, is you can really find those people. I really believe so. This is all so exciting. So I think, just to kind of as a closing thoughts, I think if you have anything you kind of want to share about your transition, like, no matter if it's more advice or if it's something you struggled with that you want to like make normalized, anything you kind of want to just share that you've thought of, I'd love to hear if you have anything.
I think I have two things that I can touch on. The first thing would definitely be the week before I left for college, I was a wreck. I could not stop crying. I was so sad and I was terrified. I was so nervous. I was like, what am I going to do? I mean, I'm going to a completely different state. I don't know anyone here, never met anyone. Like, what am I going to do? How am I going to make friends? I just want to tell like everyone who's a senior in high school that's getting ready to go off to college, it's just so much fun. It's a hard change, but when you put yourself out there and you meet people, it makes it a lot easier for you because you have people, everyone's in the same boat. Everyone is nervous. Like, I still get nervous even going to class. I'm like, I still get nervous. Like, it's a completely different setting. So don't beat yourself up about it. That's what I would say for that. And then the second thing is that, and something that I didn't really realize, and I think my parents tried to like, you know, prepare me for it, is you are like being put out into a completely different lifestyle. Like, you're going to see so many things, try so many new things, you know, meet a ton of different people that you've never met before. And I feel like I've definitely met people that I would have been like a couple months ago, I would have been like, I don't know if I could like really see myself being friends with you. But now I'm like, oh my gosh, they're like my closest friends. Like, you're just going to meet so many new people. It's the best experience. Honestly, college has been everything that I've hoped it was going to be so far.
Oh, that's amazing to hear. Both of those little tips are such great advice. And I think it's so important to remember both of them. And when you said about like, you know, meeting these people that originally you thought, oh, maybe I won't be their friend. It's really interesting because no matter what bubble you're kind of coming out of from your hometown, it's always important to remember, like, you don't know who's going to be your best friend. You don't know who's going to be your closest people. Like, it's important to kind of lower the like judgment that you might have coming forward into college, because everyone has their own preconceived notions about other people. It's just kind of how it is, no matter where you grow up. Like me, I was in California, came to Charleston for school, and it was such a big transition. I had no idea who I was going to be friends with. And it was like, I had to kind of lower the kind of, I don't know, the wall I had up for other people, and then really allow myself. And I was friends with people who I was like, I would have never thought I'd be friends with you, but we're like best friends. And it's so great because it really gives you a different perspective on like life and where other people are from. And I think it's really important to just remember, like, everyone's different. Everyone comes from different backgrounds, and be open to talking to them, meeting them, and getting to know them, because you don't know who you're going to get along with. And it's always so exciting to kind of see. So I love both of those tips. I really appreciate you opening up about your experience and really talking about all of the details. And I just absolutely loved talking to you about this. It was so interesting getting your perspective, and you had so much valuable things to say. So I appreciate you. And this was so exciting. So it was so great to have you on, Ellie. Again, that's Ellie Hardy. I'm Iris Clark. And we really appreciate you coming in and listening to us talk about the high school to college transition. And we hope you join us on future episodes of the Valentina Campaign podcast. Thanks, guys.